Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The suffering of the people of Palestine on King Hussein Bridge, Allenby, between congestion, corruption, and the VIP class system. In light of the collusion of the surrounding regional states against the blessed land of Palestine to tighten the siege on its people, harm them, and push them to leave their land and hand it over to the Jews, King Hussein Bridge, Allenby, or Karama, forms the main lifeline for the people of Palestine to the outside world. However, this crossing, which is supposed to be a means of transportation, has become a source of daily suffering for travelers, especially on the Jordanian side, where humanitarian, administrative, and political factors intersect to create an extremely harsh scene. The crossing journey in both directions across the bridge may extend for long hours, sometimes exceeding 10 hours, in conditions that lack the minimum of humanitarian services. The elderly, the sick, and women suffer doubly, as there are not enough seats nor places prepared for comfortable waiting, while the extreme heat in summer and the bitter cold in winter add weight to the experience of the crossers. What made matters worse is that the Jordanian authorities recently introduced a pre-booking system through specific travel offices under the pretext of alleviating congestion and organizing traffic. However, reality showed that this system turned into a means of monopoly, corruption, and restriction on travelers, as it became difficult for the ordinary traveler to obtain a close booking, opening the door for the black market and ticket brokers, who are often state men, particularly those working on the bridge itself. Travelers complain that brokers cooperating with some offices buy the tickets and then sell them at double prices. This practice has become an additional burden on Palestinian families who are forced to pay huge sums in order to obtain urgent bookings, revealing a plotted conspiracy and opening the door to corruption and extortion, in addition to the complicity of the Jordanian regime with the Jewish entity in the process of tightening on the people of Palestine to forcibly displace them and make them flee from the torment of traveling to and from the Blessed Land. Alongside the black market, the VIP system reinforces a clear form of discrimination. In return for high amounts exceeding 150 Jordanian dinars per person, the travelers receive special treatment that includes bypassing queues, shortening procedures, and traveling in air-conditioned buses. This service has turned the crossing into a class-based scene. Whoever owns money passes quickly, while whoever does not remains captive to the long queues. The beneficiaries of this service are mostly Jordanian statesmen, cooperating with the Jews in exploiting the people, looting their wealth and sharing it. The matter is not limited to congestion and corruption, but extends to a deeper psychological and political dimension. The suffering on the bridge is read by Palestinians as systemic humiliation and as an indirect message that their movement is not free and that their travel is conditional on their financial capacity or their patience with long suffering. Instead of being a bridge of connection, it has become a symbol of lost dignity and social disparity. And the traveler is bewildered as to which of the parties is more malicious, the Palestinian Authority, the Jewish entity, or Jordan. For each of them pours his wrath on the traveler. The side of the Palestinian Authority resembles a customs checkpoint, where they search the people and confiscate their personal goods under the pretext that they are the exclusive monopoly of Abbas, his son Tariq, and others of the major players of the Palestinian Authority. As for the Jewish side, it practices security inspection on persons and luggage, imposes exorbitant fees on the people of Palestine exiting, confiscates their money, and obligates them to fines and taxes on their personal goods. The Jordanian side in turn imposes an entry tax into Jordan and an exit tax from the airport, and tightens on the travelers with the pre-booking system, pushing them to resort to VIP services that many cannot afford, especially since they do not exceed transporting them over a distance of no more than 3 kilometers in return for a cost that may exceed 150 dinars per person. One of the travelers summarized his suffering after finishing the procedures on the side of the Jewish entity, saying, "You come out of the side of the Jewish state where you are treated inhumanely, only to enter the Jordanian side as if you are entering a small hell. The bridge has become a stark model of how the right of movement can be turned into an economic and psychological burden, were a conspiracy against the steadfastness of the people of Palestine in their blessed land, intertwines with corruption, monopoly, and classism. Indeed, whoever looks at the state of the bridge realizes the summary of the conspiracy woven by the Jews, together with the tools of execution, the Palestinian Authority and the Jordanian regime, with the aim of tightening on the people of Palestine, weakening their determination and steadfastness until they resort to fleeing from the blessed land to leave it clear for the Jews. The Jordanian regime remains a loyal guard for them on the longest border, while the Palestinian Authority continues to work as a spy and security arm for the Jews upon whoever remains of the people of Palestine. But far be it for these Ruwaybila, incompetent, lowly rulers, together with the enemies of Allah, the Jews, to change the decree of Allah and His promise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقاتل المسلمون اليهود فيقتلهم المسلمون حتى يختبئ اليهودي وراء الحجر أو الشجر فيقول الحجر أو الشجر يا مسلم يا عبد الله هذا يهودي خلفي فتعال فاقتل إلا الغرقد فإنه من شجر اليهود. The hour will not be established until the Muslims fight the Jews, and the Muslims will kill them until the Jew will hide behind stones or trees. The stones or trees will say, O Muslim, O servant of Allah, there is a Jew behind me, come and kill him. But the tree, Gharqad, would not say, for it is the tree of the Jews. Musnad Ahmad, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Jordan.